Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Mike Draper, filling in for Sam Shad. We have an exciting show today, talking with Chris Proctor, the Director of Community Benefit for Barton Health, about their plans for a new hospital in the Nevada side of Lake Tahoe. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Hit the open road on a brand new Harley or win a bundle of cash during the $250,000 Harley-Davidson giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Thousands in weekly giveaways, plus multiple grand prize winners, including cash and seven brand new Harleys. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Filling in for Sam Shad, I'm Mike Draper. I'm here, my guest today is Chris Proctor. He's the Director of Community Benefit for Barton Health. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
So, Chris, for those in Nevada that aren't quite as familiar with Barton Health, can you tell us a little bit about Barton Health, what you guys do, and where you're at?
Yeah, you bet. So we're a 63-bed acute care hospital that's located up here in South Lake Tahoe, California. We also have a 48-bed long-term care facility. So for a small community hospital, we actually offer quite a bit, given that we've got, you know, some mountains and some snow that get people out and get people active. We've got, a lot of, I think, more robust services than a community our size would normally have, especially when you think about orthopedics and rehabilitation, some of these other specialties.
And Barton's part of a larger, the hospital up at South Lake is part of a larger health network that's predominantly in California. That's correct?
Yeah, I mean, we refer to ourselves as a healthcare system. You know, we started as a community hospital in 1963. It's kind of an interesting story when we think about where we're at today. I can go a little bit into the history. We actually, you know, Tahoe for decades, you know, in the early 1900s was really just a summer place to come to. You know, people didn't really live here in the winter. And Bill and Ouida Barton actually used to come up here and ranch cattle. And when they would do that in the, you know, again, early to mid 1900s, there was no healthcare. The closest healthcare was back in Folsom where they're from. And so after many decades of doing that, their daughters, Faye Ledbetter and Alva Barton, decided to donate the land for the hospital that we currently have here in California. So it's kind of interesting that that's how we got to have a community hospital. And we still have a lot of those families still involved in our board. So as it's taking us into the future, it's really kind of cool to have those names still representing us from the board of directors perspective.
We had a guest on earlier that was talking about a historic Lake Tahoe Casino property, and now we're talking about a historic hospital. So you've got we've hit the theme of the week.
Yeah, for sure.
So Barton recently, though, announced that plans for a new hospital on the Nevada side of South Lake Tahoe. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, another kind of interesting tale when you think about it, you know, chronologically, we had the opportunity to purchase the Lakeside Casino property back in, you know, 2020, 2021. And at that time, our plan was to expand the outpatient services that we already had in Nevada. So just across the state line, we had, you know, urgent care, primary care, some rehabilitation services, really on the, you know, kind of the mountainside of Highway 50. And so when the property across Highway 50 on the lakeside became available, we really just thought it was an opportunity to secure some property for future use. And in 2021, the plan was to just develop more outpatient services because we knew that this side of the community was growing as it is today. And so we wanted to really meet the needs of the community from that standpoint. And then around 2022, two things happened that were kind of important for us. We got a report from the state of California regarding some seismic requirements that were going to be put into place in 2030. And so when our hospital on the California side was evaluated, and, you know, being that it's a 60 plus year old facility, it was not going to make those requirements. So then our board had to shift gears and they had to start thinking about what our options were. You know, we looked at a lot of options. We looked at actually retrofitting the 60 year old facility, which was cost prohibitive and really would have impacted care to our community if we went down that route. We looked at several other opportunities in Nevada. There's not really any property in California up here at the lake that's big enough to support a hospital that was available to us. So our board made the decision in 2022 to go ahead and really focus on looking at the opportunity to put a hospital on that lakeside parcel. So that's kind of where we are today. You know, we started talking about it in 2022. We shared it with our community that was our plan. And now we're really getting into the pathway of figuring out what's going to be allowable on that particular parcel.
I'm familiar with that parcel at Lakeside Inn. I think a lot of people are. What makes that parcel particularly suited for a hospital?
Well, I mean, first off, it's I think one of the only parcels of its size that I'm familiar with here up at the lake, if you will. If you think about just up here in the basin, you know, we are locked in by mountains and passes and of course the beautiful Lake Tahoe. So what makes it unique, first off, is it was just became available, you know, for a fair market price, because since we're a nonprofit hospital, we can only really purchase things that are within a fair market, you know, window. Secondly, you know, a little over nine acres. Located really, if you look at the map, where the new hospital would be located much more closer to the center of where a lot of the population is, and as well as a lot of our emergency calls and our fire and police calls. So in some ways it was ideal. You know, I mean, I think it was one of my favorite casinos, you know, but it's centrally located. It's in a growing area, but I think all those factors are what make it incredibly unique. And then the fact that we have a growing, you know, outpatient set of services just across the street. You know, now we've built that urgent care and primary care and rehab into psychiatry, oncology, you know, a little bit of oncology services, some cardiology services, and we're actually going to be expanding all those in the next year. So it was just really great proximity to what we already had. And then just the ability, timing for that to be available to us, I think make it, you know, quite a unique property for this purpose. And I think also just the way it's laid out, you know, it's relatively flat. It does have somewhat of a slope to it, but as far as being in a mountain community, to have a parcel that's relatively flat, you know, not a lot of, you know, there's really no trees per se on it. So it's kind of set up for a project of this size.
Chris, when we come back, I want to get a little bit more into some of the project plans and some of the outreach that you're working on. Okay. We'll be back on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Come one, come all, it's the $125,000 Carnival of Cash and Prizes at Tamarack Casino. Get in on the fun with cash and free play prize drawings every Thursday and Saturday, including winners of up to $1,000 and a top prize of $5,000 guaranteed each week. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
You've worked hard all your life paying into Social Security. Now that's something to admire, but Sam Brown disagrees. In fact, Sam Brown was caught on tape calling a plan that could phase out Social Security and Medicare something to admire. That's what Brown said about eliminating the Social Security and Medicare hundreds of thousands of Nevadans rely on. There's nothing to admire about that. Sam Brown. Can't trust him to be for you. Wynn Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Mike Draper, filling in for Sam Shad. Our guest today is Chris Proctor, the Director of Community Benefit for Barton Health. Chris, thanks again for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
So before we went to break, Chris, we were talking a little bit about the plans for the new hospital and in South Lake Tahoe. What would happen to the current facility when the new hospital opens?
It's a great question. So yeah, as we talked about, the current facility has inpatient, emergency room, several services that you would expect. We've got a almost still state-of-the-art center of orthopedics and wellness that was built in 2018. So our thought is to really understand what the community needs are and then repurpose, you know, areas that we might vacate for the new hospital to serve the community better. You know, there's a lot of ideas out there, probably No decisions have been made, but probably the leading idea would be some increase in our long-term care capabilities. Right now, we have a long-term care facility that actually has a several-year wait to get into. So that would be an easy one. Now, again, we still have to balance that with what the seismic requirements are going to be. So we're going to have to evaluate all the campus facilities. But that, to me, is probably the leading idea. Secondly, you know, we do have some senior living services here in the community, but to expand those, you know, it's not quite to the level of long-term care. It's a little less regulatory, if you will. So we might be able to get some senior living type opportunities set up without having to go too far into seismic retrofitting. But I think the take-home message is we don't know right now. We know our community is going to have needs. We know we've got a great facility that's been there for over 60 years. It is at the back of a neighborhood, so we want to be sensitive to, you know, what we do with that property. But I think our goal is to absolutely remain there and just increase services. And then as far as someone that's in the outpatient world, in the community, I talk a lot about outpatient. Some people don't always understand that. But if you're getting medical care that your intent is to go home that day, that's outpatient. You know, if you're going to the emergency room or you're going to, you know, stay in the hospital, that's inpatient. So for our outpatient customers, if we were to build this new hospital and get it operating, you know, sometime in 2029 or 2030, that wouldn't really change. That experience is going to stay the same. We're going to maintain all those outpatient offices right where they are now. I mean, there may be some consolidation into new locations, but from a California perspective, a lot of our patients are going to be able to see their same providers where they're seeing them today.
And speaking of which, I know that that's one thing that you're kind of really taking on is community outreach and talking to stakeholders and talking to the community. And I know sometimes that feedback has been, you know, there's definitely been some concerns, Chris. What are you hearing from the community about this? And what are some of the challenges and also some of the brightest spots for this project?
Well, I think we all know, you know, right off the bat, change is hard, right? We all, you know, change kind of disrupts what we're used to. And I think that's the initial, you know, take we get sometimes. You know, some people are going to struggle a little bit more with that than others. So initially there was some resistance. Well, actually, I stand back. Back in 2022, when we made the announcement that we were going to be building a hospital, the support was great. You know, we got a lot of positive feedback. And of course, as people kind of digest things and process, you realize, how's this going to impact me? So I think It's you have two states, right? Like we think of this community as one, right? Like I'm right across the street from where the new hospital will be. I drove from, you know, over in the county of South Lake Tahoe in California. It took me about 10 minutes, you know? So we're really one community. We just have two counties, you know, two states. So it does make things a little bit difficult as far as I think from the community person's perspective, but really, I mean, we're one community. So thinking of it from that standpoint, first, having that lens in all of our discussions, I think has helped, but I think it's the logistics of things, right? We are going to be on the other side now of a very busy casino corridor. That's a casino corridor that we estimate can swell to 60,000 people on a busy day. Now, the benefit is the new hospital will be very close to that center of activity. The potential challenge is going to be, how do we make sure that our EMS partners have the right, you know, access points to get patients to the hospital? But, you know, having the fact that it's two states on the Nevada side, largely, I think the community sees it as an opportunity to have healthcare closer to them than it's ever been in 60 years. On the California side, I think we're working hard with our community partners to make them realize that it's not a loss. It's actually a benefit. You know, there's going to be benefits on this. So I think just messaging that. And I think on a smaller level, you know, we're going to be putting a new hospital in the front of a neighborhood in this example, you know. So how are we sensitive to those neighbors truly? And how do we understand their needs and their concerns? And that's really a lot of the work that we've been doing in the last few months is going the extra mile, really understand the community's feedback so that we can then take that and true up our plan to make sure it does its best to meet their expectations.
And as you're taking that feedback, where are you in the planning? You've mentioned 2029, 2030 a couple of times. What does the timeline generally kind of look like? I know it's fluid.
It is fluid and again, very complex. So since we're moving a hospital into Douglas County, Nevada, we've got to work with our partners through the Douglas County government. So that's its own path. That's kind of the first phase. It's to get a area plan amendment for this area. And the proposal that we're co-sponsoring with Douglas County is to create a hospital district. So that will allow for easy, I think, modifications and changes as we need to better serve our community. So as we go through that pathway, there's a lot of discovery, right? We talk about what height the building needs to be. We talk about, you know, what square, you know, how much of the coverage needs to be used. So these are all important things that go into that area plan. We anticipate that will hopefully, we'll get a conclusion to that towards the end of this year. On the other pathway is TRPA. You know, they're a governing agency up here that takes care of our environment. So then working through them to see if that same area plan will get approved. Why I bring that up first is because that will actually inform the rest of our plan. You know, so basically once we understand what we're allowed to do through the area plan, then we can actually take what's a 50% concept plan right now and make it into a real actual plan. So it's kind of an interest. I laugh because it's an interesting time where we haven't even formally submitted our project to any of our partners yet, but we're still trying to understand, you know, what the project can look like and what this ultimate architectural plan can be.
Chris, when we come back, I want to continue that discussion. Appreciate you again for joining us this morning. We'll be back on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Come one, come all, it's the $125,000 Carnival of Cash and Prizes at Tamarack Casino. Get in on the fun with cash and free play prize drawings every Thursday and Saturday, including winners of up to $1,000 and a top prize of $5,000 guaranteed each week. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Mike Draper, partner at Argentum Partners. Our guest today is Chris Proctor, the Director of Community Benefit from Barton Health. Chris, again, thanks for joining us. So I would imagine there was a lot of thought that went into building this new hospital in Stateline. We talked about the fact that it's on a casino parcel, but were there other options that were looked at, or what kinds of things do you look for when you're talking about building a new hospital?
Yeah, great question. So the best example I can give you is a project I worked on for Barton back in 2012. That was when we just started the trying to understand what we could do with our Center of Orthopedics and Wellness. So this is a high performance center of excellence based on a donation we got from Lisa Maloff. When we got the knowledge that we were getting that money, we had to start figuring out where we could put it. You know, option one was always on our hospital campus in California, but based on its size requirements, it's not a huge piece of land. It's close to an airport. So there's a lot of, you know, regulatory concerns there. We looked across the community, not just in California, but even into Nevada. We looked at 17 different sites for that project. So again, it's probably a 26,000 square foot building. And at that time, there weren't really any other great opportunities. You know, there were some that were attractive. There was the corner of Ski Run and Highway 50, which we thought would be great to be right in the middle of town. There was Kingsbury Middle School, which is really more towards the outer border of our community up here. But again, a big space. But when we looked at all the criteria that we were considering, it really made more sense to have it closely located to our current hospital at that time. And so as we go forward into this Nevada hospital opportunity, we've already looked at a lot of those documents from before to see if there's a way it might work. But given that this hospital could be 200,000 square feet, so, you know, 10 times, quite a bit bigger than that center that we looked at, it really excluded a lot of the properties we looked at back in 2012. Plus the fact that we had, as we mentioned earlier, already purchased, you know, kind of opportunistically, purchased the lakeside parcel. You know, again, at that time it had a different plan, but when we were, you know, kind of given the information from the state of California and realized that no matter when the deadline for seismic retrofitting is happening, it's still going to be an impact for us that we're going to have to figure out a solution for. So it just kind of, all the pieces kind of came together that the lakeside parcel was absolutely ideal for a project like this.
Now, you mentioned one of the governing bodies that you have to work for is TRPA. And, you know, one of the reasons that compact that established TRPA was set up was to preserve the environmental, enhance and preserve the environmental quality of Lake Tahoe and that basin. What, how will Barton compare to, let's say, the Lakeside Inn as far as the environment? What kinds of considerations do you take in when you're building a new hospital, environmental considerations?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably a key component as we're going to move forward in this process. You know, a metric that TRPA and our community members look at is something called vehicle miles traveled, so VMTs, you know. And so basically, any project, any business, anything that happens at the lake has to have some type of assessment of how many vehicle miles traveled will be accrued for that place to operate. And so in our situation, we're fortunate because the amount of vehicle miles traveled for people to go to and from a casino and the number of visits and the frequency is much more than what the vehicle miles traveled for a hospital would be. So right off the bat, there's some benefit there, you know, to the environment. Probably the second part is when you start to demolish and take down a casino that's been here over 50 years, you start to understand that there's probably some environmental concerns, you know, some things that maybe happened that were code back then that are no longer code. We can all remember about asbestos, right? Which was a natural occurring building material for many decades, right? So when in our discovery during the demolition, we actually found a lot of things that we could improve on specific to, you know, things leaching into the ground, the groundwater itself. And also we've recently discovered, you know, some of our other partners, you know, water pipes might have had some leaking going on. So again, I think there's net benefit to the economy and the ecology because we're improving what, you know, maybe has transpired over the last 5 decades. So I think those things together make for a better discussion with our partners like TRPA. I mean, I still think there's going to be things we'll have to understand, you know, scenic impacts and all the things that TRPA governs. And we're completely open to working with them on that. Like I said, having a 50% concept plan in place just really gets us started in the discussion with these important partners.
Well, Chris, we hope you'll come back and talk to us as that process continues and as concept becomes reality. We appreciate your time this morning.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thank you for joining us today on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Again, I'm Mike Draper, filling in for Sam Shad. Make sure to catch us online, on our website, on YouTube. Anywhere you've got access to the internet, you can catch Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for joining us.